Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's welcome back to the Believe in FCS Football Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network, bringing you insight on Division I AA football from the voices of two former FCS football players at the University of Rhode Island. I am Joe DeLeon, joined as always by my good friend, former roommate, former teammate, Sean Anderson. Sean, how are you doing today?
I feel very disrespected.
Why?
By you.
Why? Because we started obviously, 20 minutes late?
No. It's the respect for my time. And it's actually more respect for planning in the future. And we'll get to some of that in a minute. But Joe will sometimes send me ideas and plans where they're fun ideas, good bits, good plans. But he does not always consider that I have two jobs. One is basically full-time. One is part-time. And majority shifts are on the weekends. When does Joe get to hang out? Weekends. And we've been running this gambit for how long do you think, Joe? 8 months?
Sure.
Yeah. When's it going to end?
I don't know. Okay. You can't fault me for pitching ideas for things when we're on complete opposite ends of the country to possibly
who moved out there?
I did. I moved out here. I don't know. My point is, the more times I pitch things, eventually they'll stick. And luckily, one of them is going to stick because now we're being held to the account of a few hundred people, and we're going to end up talking about that. But yeah, we're
going to end up.
We're going to end up talking about.
Get me
that.
Out of here, man. That's awful.
We're going to end up talking about that on today's show. So that's actually one of the things that I think is going to take up a good chunk of today's conversation. As we're still in the off season, we're getting close to training camp. We're going to talk a little bit about what it's like being a player in training camp, what it's like for FCS players, and just some of our general thoughts on some of our remembrances of what it was like being an FCS player. But we're also going to recap what we've lightly referenced, which is the tweet that I put out last week on Thursday, which was an effort to get fans to vote on where we should attend an FCS football game. And I'm not going to go too far into that right now. We do need to get to a read. So, Sean, can you just very quickly share with our listeners a few words from BetOnline?
I don't like how you let in with very quickly, because I like to have a good quality read for the great folks at BetOnline. I like to bet. Joe, I know, is starting to get a little bit into betting. So if you're into sports betting, BetOnline is where you should go to win money today, whether it's live bets during games or futures. I'm going to be laying down a lot of futures for this NFL season. A lot of bets, not high volume money. You know, it's not like I'm throwing $100 down on every single futures bet. I think Atlanta's going to stink this year, so I'm going to have them taken down. I'm taking the under on Giants wins. You know, they're fighting with each other in practice, which is great. And that will be brought up in the camp segment as well. But you're going to want to play some futures. You want to have a long-term investment with this NFL season that's coming up. It's my favorite sport. I'm assuming if you're listening to this show, you like football a lot also. So visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next big game, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Joseph.
Very concise of you today. I told Alex during one of our meetings, I think it was last week.
When do Alex I get to come to a meeting?
You want me to send you a Zoom link? You want to come in?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would care.
I'm technically a producer, with the Believe Podcast Network, but
you
I should be
join
within,
in the intern
I should
meeting.
Have some creative control. I should join the what meeting?
The intern meeting, where we talk to the interns. I'm not saying you're an intern, but you can talk to the interns.
No, I'm talking to the brass. That's who I want to talk to. And I'm going to go. I got some ideas.
Okay. Okay. By the way, I have to note, one of the audio engineers, Carter, he told me that he sends the open for this show around to host as an example.
Oh, really?
So that should make you feel better. But my point is what I was going to say. Yeah, the one that you made, yeah.
Oh, God, that's the levels are all wonky. That's not... No, no, tell him I'll get him a new one. That's not... Like, I'm cool with the open, but I'll get him some better work to show what we're looking for.
But so I told Alex, though, I'm like, yeah, by the way, you know how the last email said to be more concise on the read? I told him that we did 2 minutes of the read last time, and then he told us about how... one time they had one of their buddies on the show and they couldn't book guests during COVID. Mm-hmm. And that one buddy who was their roommate did like a 9-minute read.
For what?
I don't know what it was, but he spent 9 minutes telling some long, elaborate story.
Bill Burr? Talk about Sherry's Berries?
Apparently. So, Sean, I want to get into what we've referenced a couple times here on the show. So, Sean and I had been lightly discussing with one another that we wanted to meet up and go to an FCS game. Semi-lightly. We weren't entirely sure when we were going to be doing it. We weren't sure when we were going to be doing it. We didn't know where we would go. And we were kind of going back and forth on like, well, should we go here? And it was just very, very preliminary talks. And then I texted Sean on Thursday morning and I said, you know what? Let's find a way for the fans to get involved. Let's see if we can get some listeners to respond. Even if it's only a few, we'll get some input from listeners.
Yeah.
I was anticipating, Sean, to get like 10 to 15 people to respond.
Yeah, some Kennesaw action and right. Illinois State from Kwame. You know, Colin obviously replied, but we were the usual suspects is what we were expecting.
Yes. And what ends up turning into was multiple fan bases being involved in a competition for who claims where we end up going, which was fantastic. It was exciting to watch just continuously different names of different schools being thrown out there into the conversation.
It went pretty gangbusters, as some would say. Maybe there could have been some representation from our alumnus.
See, I tweeted that out. Not a single you or I tweet. Most of my followers, a good chunk of my FCS followers, are members of the coaching staff, players, members of the communication staff, former alumni that we went to school with. Not a single response from any of them. And they could have very easily outnumbered the group that won. I think if they put in the time, if one person retweeted it, I had one player, Donato, the long snapper at URI, he DM'd me and he's like, shut up, you're coming to URI. And I'm like, get some people to retweet it because I'm not going to alter the rules just because you want me to come. I would love to come to a game and I'm going to try, but for us to do it for this event, you know, we gotta live up to the rules, which is, whoever had the most comments of a specific school ends up winning. Right. And I just want to provide a quick recap here, Sean, before we go into the details on what this event is essentially going to be. So at first, Idaho was completely dominating the first day. I think that they were up by like 15 votes, and I thought that was like a lot at the time. Yeah, I thought that was a lot at the time. So I was already looking at flights to Moscow. I even tweeted... What's the easiest way to get to Moscow, Idaho? Of course, there were a couple smartasses, particularly the FCS Nation radio people, that said Stalingrad was where I needed to fly into. But it's not easy to get to the University of Idaho.
Hack.
Yeah, just I know.
Hack. We love them. We love the FCS fans, guys. Just hack.
And it's not easy to get to the University of Idaho. So I was looking. I'm like, damn, this is going to be hard. We got to figure out how we can get there. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning, and I kid you not, there are well over 50 comments from South Dakota State fans that are saying, you need to go to the marker game in Brookings, South Dakota. And the way that this tallied out at the end, it ended up being even bigger of a landslide than it was originally for Idaho. 38% of the votes go to South Dakota State, 20% to Idaho, 5% to Montana, 4% to Sam Houston State, another 4, same amount of votes for Eastern Washington, and then lastly, the Citadel had 3.9% of the votes. So that means, as you can expect, and I'm sure the fans who participated probably could guess where we're going to end up. We are going to be heading to Brookings, South Dakota, for the marker game is going to be the goal. If we can't make it for the marker game, we're going to be in Brookings for at least one of the games.
Yeah. What do we wear?
What do you mean, what do we wear?
South Dakota State shirts? Roadie shirts? Jackets?
We should get tuxedos.
I'm not wearing a tuxedo. I'm not trying just to draw much attention to ourselves.
We'll just get like a cheap tuxedo rental. We'll just wear it the whole time we're there.
You see, like I'm trying to plan out a way for listeners to identify us. Like if we were both wearing plaid, they could say,
identify us. They wouldn't identify us wearing plaid in South Dakota. Do you know how many people are going to be wearing plaid?
They're all going to be in blue and yellow.
Eh. I think we should wear tuxedos.
No. Way too much. That's hack.
All right. Should we let the fans pick what we wear?
No. I will determine our wardrobe for the game so we can be identifiable. I'm sure we'll be pretty easy to find given... you want me to go through a couple notes about what we are going to be doing here?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, for the listeners in Brookings, we'll be out there. We will be doing a show, whether it's at the... whatever place me and Joe get, Airbnb, hotel, we'll figure that out. So we will be recording one show from Brookings. That'll be, I guess, fresh content in a new area. We would like to see some listeners and meet up and hang out. Could also get some recommendations. I know on the original tweet, there were plenty of bars and restaurants and stuff that we was recommended that we should stop by while we were in Brookings. Also, me and Joe are not going as media. We do not want to go as media. We could go and interview and do whatever. We could get on the whatever. Not doing that. No. We will be drinking and tailgating. We will be fans of the FCS. It will not be, hey, what's the analysis? It'll be, hey, how many beers have you had? It's only 9 a.m. That's what it's going to be. All right? So media, no. Fans, friendly, yeah. We will talk, hang out, chill. I'll have a chair. I might get a space heater. I don't know what I'm going to get. I'll have Joe in a fireman's carry out of that place at 5 p.m. That's what I know for sure will happen.
We don't even know when the game, what time the game is.
So it'll likely assume. Be at 1, and you will be on my shoulder, and I will have to carry you out of there.
I don't get that bad. I promise I will not get that bad. But that's you bring up the really good point here. Is that we're not going, so like we can get media passes. It's very possible. We've been credentialed for the national championship, but we weren't really necessarily able to figure out getting there just because of COVID. We will work on getting there for next season or for the future. But for this event, you know, the idea is that we want to interact with fans. It's different for us to sit in the media box, in the press box, and just watch the game and then talk to the players and coaches after the game. That's not the intent of this. Anybody who listens to this podcast knows very well that we are very jovial. You know, we like to have fun. We like to be friendly. The idea here is that we want to meet up and hang out with fans in the parking lot before the game. That is the inspiration behind this. That is the idea behind this.
Yeah, I'd like to play bags. I would like to, I don't know, throw the football 60 yards, which I can do. I like to do all that stuff with all the fans. Because me and Joe, it was pointed out to us, yeah, we've been to 100 combined college football games between the two of us. But all of them have been like in pads and in the rain and cold. So this time, it's going to be kind of surreal. I went to a couple BC games visiting and watching those games, I'm like, hey, this is a lot of fun up here. it's fun being on the field and having people cheer for you. And when you having your teammates, when you get a good block, you're like, oh, that's, you know, this is way better than being up there. It is, because it's fun to have that kind of support. You're playing a sport you love, but in the stands, you're like, hey, I don't have to listen to a coach up here. I don't have to report to anybody. I don't need to. None of that. I'm not looking for blitzes. I'm having a good time. So that's what we're looking to get into.
Right. And when you're involved in a game and you're not necessarily playing in that game, you're just sitting there participating and listening to your coaches. You're getting warmed up. But here now that we're no longer playing, we can use this as an opportunity to meet more fans of the team that we're going to participate for. But, you know, the one thing that I think with this, too, is that especially why the marker game I think is a really good pick, is that there's going to be not an equal amount of fans, but there will probably be a good chunk of North Dakota State fans there as well. So we'll be, you know, well represented by both squads.
We're going to have allegiance towards South Dakota State, though.
I would prefer to keep allegiance separate.
Nope,
just like not having it. You want us to show up in South Dakota State attire, or we can't go and interact with the North Dakota State people? We can't go show up with them?
I want to, but for this specific game, South Dakota State and their fans said, hey, we want you. North Dakota State, a couple people, love to see them. They wanted us also. We're going to be tried and true yellow and blue at this game because they wanted us. But that does not mean, it means North Dakota State fans, please come up and say what's up. But for the most part, we'll be with the South Dakota State people.
Yeah, that, and hopefully we don't start any turf wars because the North Dakota State fans come over into the South Dakota State fan territory.
Are we going to have to, like, I don't know how this is going to work out. There's going to be a lot of planning.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some planning.
Because I don't want it to be us two just sitting like boobs in chairs wondering what we're doing.
No one comes up to us. Nobody knows who we are.
No one knows. Maybe that'll be better.
Now, look, in all seriousness, though, the goal is here now that we've essentially determined the location for this. I would like some input from some fans. I don't know. I don't necessarily think we've had super vocal South Dakota State fans in the past in terms of sending us questions and you know, DMs and stuff like that. It's mostly been, as we've said, JMU fans that do it. So going forward, after we make this announcement, and if you're listening to this episode, feel free to shoot Sean and I a DM on thoughts on where we should go. As Sean said, places we should visit while we're out there. What bar we should go to before and after the game. All of that stuff is, you know, super crucial for determining this trip because we want to make it as fun as possible. The other thing, too, that we also want to turn this into a tradition. We want every single year, we want to let you guys vote on where we end up. Hopefully it's not South Dakota State every single year and we have some fighting going on between some of the fans. But, you know, that's ultimately the goal, is that we want to make this something consistent that we can continually do.
Yeah.
So, Sean, you got any closing thoughts on that, or is now a good time that we should transition and start talking a little bit about training camp because it's coming up?
We'll have more details about this, obviously, in the future, so let's just head on into the camp stuff.
All right, let's get into training camp, and as Sean said, make sure you stay tuned for any updates regarding that stuff because we will be providing some more updates as that game gets closer. We've got a few months until that does come around, but as we've referenced, we have training camp coming up for college football. The NFL is in full pads. There's already fights going on, which is fantastic. Giants training camp, there was a fight that already broke out. Jason Garrett was wearing a shirt that literally said fight on it, which I thought was a fantastic unintentional bit. But training camp fights are the best. And I guess we could touch on that in a second. But training camp is such an interesting time for college football. We have, you know, like, I'm trying to think the way that I want to put this. Like, we've endured a lot of training camps, and we've also taken some time to talk a little bit about them on some other shows.
Not as much as Zoe.
Not as much as Zoe. Zoe's on
his
eighth one.
Seventh camp.
Seventh, sure. That sounds about right. How can you like football, college football, that much?
It's physically impossible. He's...
We don't need to go too much into that. But, Sean, I want to hear, I'm curious to hear from you. Your training camp was much different than mine. Is this something that you miss?
How come?
Because you know why. I have less meetings. I have less contact. I'm getting hit less. I'm doing less during practice. You know why.
How come? You say it. You say it for all the listeners. You say it for the new listeners.
Because I was a long snapper. You know that.
You're a damn good one, too. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Okay, just no sell my compliment. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Sorry, I miss training camp.
I'm getting bombarded with text messages from people I work with. Sorry.
Hey, thanks for being focused on the show here.
I'm trying. I get texts in the corner of my screen. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't miss it. Why would I? It's awful. It is hell. It just sucks. Day one, the drive up. oh, you're in the car for 8 hours getting up there. You're like, oh, unpacking, meeting, next day. A little light, you know, meetings, clerical stuff, meeting. Then it's 30 days, and then you're annihilated. And it's just, it's awful. No one will say it's not awful, except for specialists. But the...
it's still bad for us. We're sore in a different way. It's kind of like a pitcher's sore. It's like when you're getting during spring training and getting ready for... Like, because you were a pitcher in high school. You'd not necessarily the same level of preparation and lead up to a season as like the professional and college teams do. But
how dare
you know
you?
What it's like. No, because it's more time
no,
spent.
No, I know. I was being facetious. Right.
But you know what? But you know what I'm saying, where it's more like a pitcher's type of a sore, where you're just constantly repping the same thing over and over again, and then you're just whatever body part of your body that you're continually using, it's just worn down at the end of each week.
Yeah, that bodit will sometimes break down on you.
Shut up.
I don't miss camp. I don't miss 90% of it. The 10% where you're like, I'm with all my friends. You know, I'm with all my teammates. And they're all going through the same thing that I am. Miss that. But I'm driving around the other day. I'm thinking, what's this feeling that I have? Like, what am I feeling? You know, I feel almost apprehensive. I'm like, do I have something planned? What is the situation? Then I realized, oh no, this is late July, which means that your summer is over, because I was conditioned for 8 years with high school and college where summer ends late July, and then it's here comes camp and here comes school. So it was kind of ingrained in me to feel that weird tenseness, like, oh, I got to fit in so much fun in this last week. I got to do this. I still got to work out. Am I ready? Am I doing this? How am I on the lifting program? It was I'm just thinking. I'm like, oh my God, I am so not as stressed out now in late July. I have an August, Joe. Last year, everybody had an August because of COVID. This year, camp's happening, but we have like August. I can't remember the last August that I've had in like a normal year.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky. I guess I'll go fishing or something. I don't know. Because I'm like, you know what I don't miss about camp? Is seeing all your friends back home. And they're still having summer. And you're just like sore and tired all the time. I hated that. What about you? Do you miss anything about camp?
Well, so like you're bringing up the one interesting thing here with camp is that like all your buddies, and you were probably very similar to me, where your friend group from high school that you used to hang out with when you came home and that you still now largely hang out with, you were the only one that was playing college football pretty much.
And only one playing a college sport, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that was always super weird is that like talking with your friends and they're making plans to go do stuff in August and they're trying to make plans with you to go do stuff in August, like going to the shore. Or getting a lake house for a week, that kind of a thing. And you're just like, all right, you guys have fun. I have to go grind my ass off. And then like all you see from people that like they just finish up their internships and they're going and, you know, enjoying themselves for the remainder of the summer before they go back to school, which is basically just enjoying themselves for the whole fall semester. You're instead preparing a grind that is the worst part during the summer and then finishes up all the way in November. So it's just so strange. Like that was one of the worst parts that I think it's just like, I don't really get to have like a normal college summer. Do I regret that? No, I liked the atmosphere. And I think that was what I actually miss. There is nothing that's going to be replicable in our lives to what those training camps were like, which is you wake up early, not too early, 6-7 o'clock, and you're on a regimented schedule.
Hours.
Right.
6-7 o'clock. What?
Get done with meetings at like 8. No, but my point is, the thing that I miss is just being in that closed-in environment where it's all the guys that you're there playing with. It's all your boys, all your friends from school that you're the closest with and you spend the most time with. You're just all locked into one building, and you're just all you do is see each other the whole time. And I think the best parts was the downtime, was when, and I know that obviously I had more downtime than you did, but those periods of time when you were just messing around, playing cards in the study rooms, or you know, hearing what the other guys in the team are doing because they're chasing around some of the other people on the other teams, and you're just playing Madden and an Xbox and yelling at each other while you're, you know, sitting in a dorm room and stuff like that. And then our senior year, we were recording the podcast while we were in training camp.
Yeah, that was insane. The what was I going to say? There was a weird, my senior year, and I think my junior year, I really got the hold of camp where I realized I need to sleep. So because I was a person who I didn't want the day to be over, so I wouldn't just go home from the final meeting and go immediately to sleep. So I'd hang out a little bit, watch whatever show I was watching. I'd be like, man, you got to go to sleep. You got to go to sleep. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, I do not want to start the next day yet. So then with that, I devised the system of quickly getting to lunch, get to lunch as soon as you can, and then finish your lunch as soon as you can, go home and you'll get, go to the dorm, you'll get an hour's worth of nap. And that's what kept me alive those last 2 years. Obviously my senior year, arm blew up and there was a completely different type of camp experience for me. And, you know, I was sitting with a cortisone shot, you know, for 2 weeks, and I'm like, all right, am I coming back? What's going on? Is my arm healed? Is it not healed? This is all kind of sucky. And then it's just, but you got to manage your time. And that's what camp also prepares you to do. It's kind of like you get a crash course into becoming an adult, and it's people telling you what to do when you have it scheduled down, you know, to the minute, but you got to be somewhere on time. If you don't, you get horrendously punished. And then the whole team gets punished. So it teaches you about accountability. It teaches you about persevering through an awful time period. And it's still football, so maybe we're making it sound a little dramatic.
But until you're in the locker, I don't think most people that didn't play a college sport would be able to last through training. I mean, there's a reason why most people quit after the first week. Most incoming walk-on freshmen, even scholarship freshmen, quit after the first week because they can't do it.
You don't know fear until you have everybody in the weight room for afternoon lift except for one person. And if that one person is late, the whole team has up downs and it ruins the day. You don't know fear waiting on that one person. And then you see him. You see him sprinting down the hall, sprinting down the hill.
The thing that people start to realize later is that if you're late to something, you just don't show up. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't come, just come to the next thing and tell them, hey, I messed up. Unless it's practice. Practice is a little different.
Oh, yeah, I get there late. You do not miss a practice.
No, you don't miss a practice.
Do you have a favorite camp memory, a specific memory in camp?
Camp memory? I'd have to think on that one. Do you have something that comes to mind immediately?
I'd say the catching punts. Even though Asan booted it way over my head and I didn't get to catch it. That was fun. Let me think if I have any others. I know I have a lot of least favorite camp memories. I think my third practice or second practice in pads, I got put on my neck by a Nate Holmes long arm, and I couldn't believe that this was college football, and I was so light in the ass, and I just got put down. I'm staring at the sky thinking, what are you doing? What? Get up, get up, get up. And Kennedy yelled, get up. And I'm like, oh, shit. There we go, Sean. Nice.
First curse.
There's my first curse.
Probably not the only.
Well, that's
one.
I got back into the football mindset. I'm not a bride. I literally took myself out of broadcasting into camp. Yeah, that was a worst for me. Favorite. I mean, there's a lot of favorites. You know, getting a successful 2 minute drill done, and then you don't have to run sprints if you have a really clean 2 minute drill at the end of camp. And sometimes whenever coaches say no sprints, just bring it in. Oh my God, did that feel good? Just because you're like, wow. I'd say the first drink of camp was pretty fun.
You mean the first drink of water or beer?
Oh, not alcohol. Whatever you could find. You know, if you saw, oh my God, we have an off day and this is how it's going to work out. I'm like, oh my God, I have an escape for 8 hours.
I can't think of, I'd have to dig and think of like specific examples, But I would say some of the best days that I remember were the ones where we had the whole next day off, mm-hmm. and you basically had, like you said, 8 hours left in the day and nothing to do. And that almost always meant, for I think you and I typically did this, finding some sort of drink, typically a rack of beer, and usually just chilling in the dorm room and hoping nobody came knocking on your door asking what you're doing. Because one, you don't want to give away beer, and two, you don't want a coach asking where'd you get that.
Right. I'd say when you get your keys back, that's a big deal.
Yes.
Getting your keys back, because that means I can drive to the top of campus and get a Gatorade. I can do this. Because then you're like, oh, when you get your keys back, you know, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're like, all right, cool. Right. Another week of this, another scrimmage. You know, you're like, okay, then we just go on to regular practices. And then you're like, okay, we're going to go play this game. And then we're going to have another week of camp after that because students aren't back on campus yet.
I think that that's one concept that a lot of people just never understood that didn't play football or just outside of it. You know, like even for the other sports too that were in the same dorm room as us, is that we weren't allowed to leave campus. Yeah. Most of the other sports were given their keys and they were allowed to go places. Some of them would go to the beach and stuff like that. Like they would go goof around and we weren't allowed to leave. And I remember my narcissist ex-girlfriend could not understand that concept. Like, why can't you see me? 3 years. Why can't you see me? We've been over this before. I'm not allowed to leave. I've got meetings the whole day. I've got things I have to get done. I remember that concept for me was always really interesting because like so many people outside the program were just like, what do you mean you can't go anywhere? What do you mean they took your car keys?
Yeah. I got dumped in camp. Junior year started camp, got my ass dumped. And I'm like, okay, I guess I will just go through camp now without a pretty close support system. And then, so that goes to the last point here of,
well, I didn't get to share my stories though.
What's your story? You didn't have any. You didn't give me a second.
So, you know, the couple that come to mind, one of them, my freshman year when I didn't really belong getting onto the field much. I was far lighter in the ass than you were. I was a lot smaller. I physically was just not a very good athlete. Never have I ever been. And I got thrown into, per the suggestion of Donnie Smith, into tackling drills with the linebackers.
Oh, yes.
And that wasn't that bad because like I've been hit before, but I forget who it was. But like whenever you've gotten, you probably don't know what this is like because you're so big. But for anyone who's ever gotten tackled just at a wrong angle and you land a little weird, the hit doesn't hurt. It's the landing part that usually hurts. And I remember I thought that my shoulder popped out. Or actually, my shoulder did pop out. Luckily, nothing bad happened. But I remember that was the first time I got hit, and I was like, oh, this is football. This is not, you know, Milburn High School football where I was playing in New Jersey. I just got knocked by an FCS linebacker.
I remember feeling my teeth shift for the first time after getting hit.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, that's a new feeling.
I had another one, but you completely railroaded me, so I forgot. So you're asking, you want to know what is advice that we would give to current guys in camp?
No, it's advice because I don't know how many current players listen. For them, just keep going. That's the advice. Get your sleep. Prioritize hydration. Don't drink any juice or soda. But this is for the people that know people in camp. This is for people who might have kids in camp or people who just are fans of the athletes in camp. Mm-hmm. They're not going to talk to you. The athletes don't have time to talk to you. We're never on our phones. We don't have our phones. At night, we're normally asleep and we're in meetings. So communication during this month, none of it really. So you got to be able to be like, okay, you can do a couple check-ins. But for the most part, you got to accept the fact that everyone's going to be a little bit grumpy. Everyone's going to be tired. So if you want to have a 45-minute conversation about a party that you went to or, you know, what's going on at home, you got to understand that's That's like gold. That 45 minutes is like gold that you're taking away from an athlete during camp. So just try to understand that it's going to be a little tough for some of the people.
Right. That's a concept, though, that I think is certainly important. Is it's difficult. It's grueling. I think the bigger thing, too, as you mentioned, guys that are going to their first training camp and the guys that are currently getting back into it, what you eat and what you drink is probably the most important thing. If you don't put the right things in your body, you're going to feel like crap and you're probably going to get hurt. That's something that I think a lot of guys never figured out.
How good were your folks? How good was your communication during camp? Because my dad did the training camp bit. I think he did it for 5 years. So he knew what it was like. So he was very good with that stuff. How was your pops with it?
My dad didn't. I would just check in with him like once a week. That was pretty much
it. That's good.
That was about it.
Yeah.
That's about what I do now.
I guess
we knew who the one was that was bugging me constantly. We don't need to go into that.
Well, I guess good luck to everybody going into camp, right?
Yeah, good luck to everybody. This is an exciting time. We've got FCS football right around the corner. We're going to continue to provide coverage on that. And I thought today was just more of a fun discussion, just sharing our war stories and what it was like for us, as this is going to be the first normal training camp for a couple of years now. We'll actually get to see these guys experience a normal training camp, and they're going to get thrown into the fire. Wishing them all the best of luck. We'll probably do a couple more preview episodes, doing some more positional thoughts on some guys that you need to know about. But once the season starts, we're going to be rolling. We're going to be going 100 miles per hour, as much as that we are capable of doing. We'll figure out that schedule. We'll work that out based on when we're both the most available. But I think that's a good note to end us off on. Sean, you got anything?
Excited to see all the good people out there in Brookings, South Dakota.
Yes.
I guess first beer is on you.
What do you mean it's on me?
The fans, not us. We're the talent.
Who's going to offer to buy us? I thought the most polite thing ever was that there were a couple people from Idaho. Someone had offered to make us brisket. And they that was the nicest thing that I've... Yeah, someone offered to make us brisket in Idaho.
Brookings, South Dakota, we'll get to you next year. Joe, let's get to Idaho. All right.
for the brisket. We were also offered by the... Well, it's not an offering because it's something that they do standard at the club, whatever they call it, the club in Idaho, which it provides transportation to and from the game. We won't be afforded that in Brookings unless somebody's willing to drive us. That would be nice.
Gonna need somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of Ubers or tractors that could take us around.
Jesus. All right, folks, make a presumption.
Okay. All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Thanks for listening to our conversations today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.